January 23, 2024, is Waffle Pete Rose Show.
It's a brand new year. cool.
Dude. Welcome aboard the Love Grotto at the Pleasure Point. Brother Matt, how are you?
Everything is good. Happy to be here.
Yeah, great. Start off the show, John Coltrane doing an excerpt live, November 18, 1961. My Favorite Things. Roger Hammerstein waltz. He got a lot of mileage out of that. Tim, what do you call that song?
That song is called Yeah. It's the title track of my new album, Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's live from the Love Grotto. This ain't the album version, people. This is the Pedro, January 23, 2024 rendition. So, you're in Pedro. It's not your first time.
It's not my first time. I can't remember the name of the venue you sent me to last time, but it was very...
called Collage, I think.
Collage, that
and
was
now
it.
Now that's when it was on 7th Street. I don't know if you remember where all them galleries are.
Right.
But now it's on Pacific.
Yeah, I haven't been there yet. I heard it's like...
It was that... Back where they used to have that market.
Yeah, yeah.
And never reopened after they closed it, fuckers. But it's
like a kind of cool space, huh?
What's it called? The cat who collects a bunch of shit. Showtime.
Oh, yeah, right across with the... You got that basement underneath. Basement. Yeah, yeah, that's a killer spot.
It's next to that. That's where...
Oh, okay, cool,
that's
cool.
You play for that guy, but he's about a couple blocks from where you were.
Oh, right, right. Yeah.
And tonight, you're at the Dean.
Yeah. I'm going to go check it out. Going to head down there and check it out.
Right, right. And, yeah, you got a hold of Totsky, and he found somebody to open up for you.
Yeah, so we've got a local guy, and my friend Greg Rikas, who I'm touring with, also playing.
Is that right? And he got out of Dodge. He didn't want to be here for the show, right?
He's sitting in the van doing his...
Was he driving you around, Tim?
Yeah, so he's
got... When does tour start?
26th of December. So straight after Christmas, I flew into Winnipeg in Canada, which is where Greg's from, and then...
Oh, wow, Prairie.
Yeah, so we've been...
In the winter, that's going to be heavy.
Yeah, we've hit a lot of weather. I think this is the first time I've seen sun. This is the first time I've got the sunglasses out today.
And then you drove from Winnipeg to Southern California.
So we've gone all the way across Canada, off the West Coast.
Vancouver.
Vancouver Island. We did 3 shows on the island as well.
Victoria.
Euclid and...
No Means No guys were from there.
Yes. No Means No, great band.
We had John Wright on the show a few months ago. He's back in music again.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, they're that incredible band. And
really were.
I love their thing where they go across Canada as No Means No and come back as the Hanson Brothers.
Hanson Brothers, John sang, the drummer man,
yeah,
instead of his older brother Rob, the bass man.
Yeah.
And kind of songs about hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's wild. They could
more and more fun, and although No Means No was fun too, maybe a little more serious.
Super. Yeah. It's like, yeah, like.
And Andy, who was the guy who couldn't be named, right, when they got a third guy, he's been in Holland now for like 20, 30 years.
Yeah, he's friends with my friend Craig Oldseed, who's also weirdly from Winnipeg. They're mates now.
You know who else? The famous guy from Winnipeg, right?
Burton Cummings?
He's one of them. The other one's Neil Young.
Oh, is he?
His pop was like the Howard Cosell of hockey. And wouldn't talk about him. And he, in fact, wrote a book saying, me and my son Neil. He won't mention it.
Because I know there's a lot of different places like claim Neil Young. Because there's somewhere in Ontario where he was born.
He ends up going there because that's a big town in Toronto, right? And I think at Buffalo, he's in there. He's got a band with Rick James for a while.
Yeah, that's wild.
Right? That's wild.
Before Buffalo Spring came, and then they come over to California. Now he lives in NorCal. For a lot of years.
But
the guess who in Burton Cummings?
Burton Cummings,
because you've got to mention the guitar man, Randy Bachman.
Yes, Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Right, he had a band with two of his brothers. One of them just passed away. They were all except Fred Turner. One guy was a non-brother, but then one was, I think the drum he left, so it was only half. But this is a guy who wrote American Woman.
Yeah.
And one of the first solo, of course, Dee Boone's first solo, I learned was Susie Q. And hours a day, and then it was... Yeah. So, okay, so from... Vancouver, then you crossed and went and played Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle, and then we've been Bremerton. We did
I-5 tour.
Yeah, we did Aberdeen, Washington. That was pretty cool.
Aberdeen is where Kurt Cobain lived at.
And I did. I did a Nirvana tribute set under the Kurt Cobain bridge.
Also, a cat who lived in Pedro until he was 12. Chris Nolan.
No, yeah, bassman. Yeah.
He's got nasty.
Situation.
Yeah, he's out near, like, he's in Washington
State. Well, he's more by the border, I think.
Yeah, he's got a farm out near Longview where we played, so we didn't see him, but it was snowing horribly when we were there, so I'm not surprised Chris wasn't coming out, but, also the Melvins are from...
Well, that, of course, because Melvin Buzz is the guy who turns them on to Pump.
Yeah.
And in fact, their first gig... is opened up for the Minutemen at the Mountaineer Lodge.
Really?
I wouldn't shit you.
Oh, wow.
Look, why don't you play us another song?
Okay. Right, what should we do? Let's do the single. This was the single. It's called Bears in Winter Jackets.
What's it called?
Bears in Winter Jackets.
Bears in Winter Jackets.
And the fun thing about this one was when we released the single, my label made stuffed bears. Which the stuffed bears were the merch, so they were like bears in hoodies with this little logo that I've got on, and so you got the bear and then you got the download code.
And bears in winter.
So it's like stuffed bears for kids. So everybody's kids have got like my bears.
Bears in winter
jackets.
Okay, so not winter wear, but winter jackets. And what was that first song called?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, New Year's.
Yeah.
Okay. So give it to us.
Yeah.
Ear hole.
It's the time of year again, and the snow lays on the ground, and we go out. Yeah, we go out. We'll be right back.
Grazie ragazzi.
Someone's hacked at me, lovingly. Sweet Virginia.
and I, drawn by the seas, lost in our dreams, I want to
about just under a week left now, I think.
Oh, wow.
So we've got San Diego tomorrow, then we're back to LA. Well, this is San Pedro, but we're into like LA main plane.
Politically, we are part of Los Angeles.
All right, I never know.
This is the biggest harbor in the country now.
Ah.
So, Los Angeles is interesting. They built it.
Yeah. Yeah, so we
were. It took them 20, 30 years just to build that breakwater.
Oh, really?
It took rocks out and shit. Rocks from Catalina. There was a train track on it. thing was a lot harder to build than you think.
Yeah.
But we're not really in Natural Harbor, so they had to make this wall.
Oh, right, right. So
the plan was, this guy with a lot of money moved railroads. Big Dick Huntington. He wanted it in Santa Monica because he owned a couple miles of a wharf there. But the Navy came in on our side and it came here and he lost. He didn't lose much. He lost that one.
But yeah, so we're in back there. We're in Hollywood on downtown LA and on after San Diego. Then we're on to Vegas, Salt Lake. Greg leaves me at Salt Lake. He goes bye-bye back to Winnipeg, shoots all the way back there. And I go on to Fort Collins. I'm flying into Fort Collins for just one extra show. It was a show I had to postpone a year or so ago. So I said,
"Who lives in Fort Collins?"
Who's that?
Billy from Descendants.
Ah, right. So
got
it's still
a studio there called the Blasting Room. They do a lot of recording.
Ah.
But yeah, Billy thought, when we first tried a little town in Missouri, I thought if you live in the middle of the country, it's easier to tour. Except they weren't so friendly.
So it's John Snodgrass, if you know that guy, who owns it's the Surfside 7, his bar.
Okay.
And it's John Snodgrass, who's quite sort of known in the punk scene. I had to postpone it. I didn't cancel it. I said, if I'm anywhere near, and I looked Salt Lake and Denver, kind of looked sort of doable, and I managed to pick up a flight on Frontier Airlines for $12. So I think I pretty much won that one.
He scored.
And then I'm flying back from...
There's a school there. Denver. Fort Collins has got some, like, A&M, like an agriculture school.
Mm.
Guys with cowboy hats. And almost next to Wyoming. It's the first big town when you come in from Wyoming. It's a shortcut, in fact.
It's funny you say the cowboy hats, is like if you, and then I just think agricultural college, I think of the UK ones, and it's usually guys in Wellington boots and flat caps.
Mm.
Okay.
The sort of flat caps. They've all got their uniform on.
Well, you were saying your buddy's got to leave you, Salt Lake, because I-15, you keep going north there from Salt Lake City, it goes into Montana, and that's Calgary. And they got cowboy hats there.
They're a
bunch. But he's got to go east of that.
Yeah, Winnipeg. So I think
the prairie's big in between Canada, where it is the winters. There's nothing blocking the North Pole stuff, so it's just, whoa.
It shoots
That's
down.
Why the middle of the U.S. has a lot of tornadoes, because that warm water from the Gulf of Mexico meets that air from Canada, from the North Pole, and it makes it up. And we're protected by the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah. So we drove across
that
flat bed.
Also, the humidity thing. Mm. It's not really a north-south thing. Anything east of the Rockies in summertime, God, it's sweaty.
Sweat box.
Mm.
So it's kind of a little tour and no East Coast.
So I just did the East Coast in November.
Okay.
So I did a month out in November. I started, at the end of October, I flew into New York, and then went down to Philly, started in Philly, and then went, I think it was right from about the 18th of October to the 22nd of November. I toured all the way down to Florida and then back up through the East and Midwest and stuff. I've done the East Coast. This one was like mostly Canada and then just like the 2 weeks here down in the West Coast.
So it's like the South gets cut out in some of the Southern Midwest.
I'm about seven states shy.
The purpose of the tour, it's to promote this record.
Yeah, kind of. Both me and Greg have got new records. Also, we really love touring together. We've done this run.
Well, tell us about Greg, since he ain't here to fucking speak for
us. Yeah. So
he is here, but he's out in the boat.
He's out in the van, yeah. So Greg is a wonderful human being, but also his act is incredible. He has a stage, which is literally, you'll see, tied to the top of the van. It's it's like 6 foot by 6 foot stage that he brings. And he uses it like a drum. So he stamps the whole time. He has tambourines on it. He has like a kazoo. And it's like a one-man punk show. And I joke with him, he's like Green Day on a budget.
What is that band? Do you remember in the 70s, Brother Matt? They were called Carmen. I think they might have been Spaniards. But their thing was like kind of get... You know about fucking flamenco?
stomping, yeah, doing the stomps.
They had like a little fucking mic'd up platform. This lady would like be percussion.
So this is kind of this done in more of a punk style. He's got a kind of gruff voice, and he stomps, and he plays a sort of down-tuned acoustic guitar.
Well, there
and
was an incredible thing. Show. Wasn't there a blues tradition of the guy stomping?
Yeah.
There was this thing, too.
Yeah, I stomp a bit as well.
Blues guys, he's stomping to keep the beat.
I have and a little stomp box, I have a little stomp box at home. Like, when I'm playing out live, I have a little tiny one like that. It's about like a brick or something, and I stamp on
it. You can stomp and
it makes a kind of kick drum sound. Yeah, just to give people something, ears, some a beat to follow. Because when you're playing acoustic, especially, or solo, even solo electric, it can be just like, it's just a wash of noise. And then if you've got a beat to it, then they've got something they can grasp into it.
Sure. And has he recorded?
Oh, he's done 5 albums, Greg's done.
Yeah, well, you didn't give me any of his music.
So
I got you got to give me a link or try to chase him down.
Chat to him in a minute. Yeah, he's a wonderful guy. His live show is incredible. His records are brilliant as well, but like the live show is just phenomenal. We were playing.
How did you meet him?
So I was on tour in Canada, and my tour mates, I won't say their name, but she sort of abandoned me. Something to do with her boyfriend thought I was going to run off with her, and she was having some troubles at home. Some weird stuff. Anyway, she... she dramaed, and she left me in Peterborough, Ontario. I decided, well, you know, kind of being the guy that I am, I'm like, I'm not cancelling the tour, so I continue on the tour on the Greyhound buses.
Carry on.
Yeah, sort of keep going and like hit the Greyhound buses. But I didn't have anywhere to stay in Winnipeg, and me and Greg have got some mutual friends, and everyone was like, Greg lives in Winnipeg, and he came and picked me up from the bus station, took me.
So it's like friends you both share.
Yeah, and then he picked me up.
That's
he
the best way.
Burger.
It's all about people.
Yeah, people and friendship.
People can let you down. People can save your ass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We're at the end of the first hour, January 23, 2024 special. Guest him whole house, whole time from hour 2. January 23, 2024 is the second hour of the Watch for Pete Rose show.
This song's called Brighter Days.
Sometimes just alright, but okay is just alright.
days.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. What inspired this record?
So, it's an interesting one. So, each song represents a month of the year. And it was written in 2019 by trying to challenge myself to write a song and record it for each month as a demo, only in a demo form, for each month of the year. Doesn't sound too hard until you factor in that I did 250 shows in that year.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of, like, putting iPhones next to the guitar in hotel rooms and stuff like that.
Two out of 3 days before.
And stuff. So, but it was a kind of challenge to myself. And so just seeing what would come out each month and what was kind of my inspiration each month. So, I mean, that one has definitely, like, sort of echoes of bands like American Football, also your old band, Minutemen, and stuff, some of the little widdly bits. I was trying to do that sort of, like, jazzy widdly bits and stuff. And each one of those, like, a Nirvana-y sounding one, because I kind of was having a bit of a Nirvana trip that month, and just to see what spontaneously, like, you know, what I was listening to, or what I kind of felt like, oh, right, I'm, hence the folky one, that September, I was like, well, I'm kind of in a bit of a folky mood, so I'm going to do a little finger-picky one. That's kind of the idea of it. And then finally, so we did the demo, and then the idea was to record it in 2020, but obviously 2020 happened. And then by the time we sort of kind of got around 2022, May 2022, actually, I was on tour with Greg. We did 3 months. We did Europe, UK, and Canada and US tour for about 3 months together, and finished that and went straight into the studio. We did it, but then it's the label really wanted to put it out. Ian at Aria Records is amazing. He loves a good concept. He wanted to put it out on the 1st of January. And so last year, 1st of January would have been too short a time with the vinyl pressing waiting times, and the artwork was taking a bit longer than we expected. So we were like, all right. January the 1st, 2024, we're going to stick this one out. So, it's that's kind of the year theme, basically.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, let's play some music.
Out of my mind, keep falling just like you.
time of our life. Getting drunk, skating, listening to Bad Brains every night. A broken bone, consulting fucking life. But then my friend, you never came back one night. Was the summer in abandoned? We are in wild and free. Was the summer in abandoned? And we just hit the beach.
You can tell I was listening to Husker Du quite a lot at that point.
Very cool.
Oh. Waffle Pedro Show. Start off the second hour right here at the Love Grotto live. Tim Hoehouse with Brighter Days.
Very cool.
And we had the Apathy Parade from Half Strain. Sucking Lanes with Mononock. Monad Knock. M-O-N-A-D-N-O-K. How would you do that? Barry Stock with Retroflectorization. Clear Spots with Country Star. Jay McFarland's Reality Guest. Slanky. And then, again, Live from the Love Grotto. Tim Hoehouse with Summer in Abandonment. So, 12 songs over 12 months, kind of like diary entries.
Yeah, kind of like a diary of like where my head was at. Right? Yeah, yeah.
I think diary means the day.
Mm.
So, some word for monthly. Starts monthly. With an L. I can't remember. But there is a word they got like for something that's monthly. Because there was a way of doing that. Month is kind of tied to the moon and tides and stuff, right? Day, sun. Rises set. What's the weird one is the week.
Mm.
That ain't really tied to nature.
That's right? Our own.
7 days? Why not 5 days? Yeah. Why not 6 days?
Yeah. Where'd that come from?
Yeah, okay. So that's the weird one. The year one, that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
The big lap.
Mm.
But the week.
Yeah.
And I bet you there must have been.
The boss wanted to have a week.
Yeah, but how did he get 7 days all around the world? I bet at some point there was certain parts that had 5 days.
Yeah, yeah.
Seven. You know, I was reading this thing about time in Japan for a while. During the day, the hours weren't all even.
Oh.
Time they were longer, shorter in the daytime. Yeah,
trippy.
Shit like that, yeah. So, but to do business, when they got connected with the rest of the world, they had to change over. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Time's a weird thing because every town had its own time till trains started tying it together.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Trains or business, had to make, you know, people had to be, this stuff's going to come. I'm going to play this game.
Yeah.
Yeah, when? whenever you show up or is there a fucking day involved? Yeah. Is there a time? Yeah. So in a way, it's kind of a slaving thing, time. Mm. Another way, it was a way to get some cooperation.
Mm.
You couldn't coordinate.
Get on the same page.
Like both things human, it had the double whammy, right? The dangling duality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a guy sharpening knives up here on 25th and Western. This is nothing more dangerous than a dull knife. But look at a knife, right? Cut your chow, prepare it. Or you stab your friend.
Yeah.
So a lot of things. There's duplicity. So this thing about making yourself right. Somehow, you had to sum up the month in a tune.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be listening like, to Husker Du this month.
Yeah, I was listening to a lot of Husker Du on that one, and that song's about some friends who sadly passed, a friend of mine who sadly passed. Like,
well, remember Grant from that band.
Mm.
Luckily, the bass man, Greg Norton, dodged the cancer bullet, but he got Grant.
But,
you know, me and Dee Boom put out their first album.
Yeah, I did know.
1981. Land Speed Record.
It also mentions Bad Brains in there, who are like one of my favourite bands, and skateboarding. So I was like, yeah, I was at 14, and I was like, and that song's kind of about that. It was like being 14 and like remembering back with my friend who's no longer with us, and we'd skate, and he was like into Bad Brains and Husker, Minutemen, and he was like Black Flag. He was the guy that was like turning me on to all that stuff.
Okay.
He'd like have tape cassettes of it, like
right, the mixtapes
and stuff, and he'd put it on and we'd skateboard. And he was like a way, way, way better. I was a fucking terrible skateboarder, to be honest. But it was like the culture, and I really loved the sort of skateboarding culture, listening to punk music, and it kind of turned me on to a lot of stuff.
It wasn't like music. Skate, and then it's Skate Wild.
Yeah,
the soundtrack. Box down, and it was like, yeah, it was rad. It was
so it's
like,
kind of the soundtrack of those years for me.
Yeah, that's sort of like how I got into it, and it's funny because I had all these sort of tape cassettes of like all these bands, and we saw Henry doing his Rollins band thing, and obviously I'd never actually seen what Henry Rollins looked like in Black Flag, so I'd heard Black Flag, and I'm watching Rollins band, and I turned to my mate and went, oh my god, this guy sounds just like the singer of Black Flag. And my friend went, that's because it is the singer of Black Flag.
You know though, Tim, he was the fourth singer.
Yeah, I know, yeah, they went through, yeah, I know now, I mean, yeah.
But probably the most people saw him.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he did a bunch of years. But they actually had...
Yeah, yeah, like...
And in fact, there's a record with all of them.
Yeah.
Everything went black, but then Raymond's got the fucking... What are those called? Hedge clippers.
Yeah.
It's like you're in your hand. Yeah, so Keith, right, the Circle Jerk guy.
Circle Jerks, yeah, he's...
And then after them, they had Ron Reyes.
Yeah.
He ended up in Vancouver. He's been there ever since.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
And Tesla had to fight him the first tour. Knocked him out. Oops.
Yeah.
And the third one was Dezel.
Thanks, the fourth one. Yeah, yeah. So it was like, yeah, the miniature.
They're all different. They all got their own thing.
Thing going on, yeah.
The trip is that no one could figure out that Greg wrote most of it. Was Greg.
Yeah.
He wrote most of the words, most of the music, yeah.
Yeah.
Because people want to think, you know, if that guy sang it, he must have wrote it, but no.
No, no. It's isn't it like Sabbath, Black Sabbath? I don't think Ozzy wrote.
Geezer, the bass player, wrote most
of Ozzy's words, yeah. Yeah, it's not actually Ozzy that wrote them.
And Carl, I think even in Beach Boys, I think Carl ends up singing most of the songs.
Yeah.
And Brian's
word man.
Spieler, but it's actually Carl
and Carl and Al.
Al's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Mike loves a kook, man. Yeah, he's a kook.
He actually sued Brian, right?
Yeah, so he gets the right of the Beach Boy name now.
It's incredible.
He has John Stamos. Well, he has John Stamos in his band.
Yeah, Murray, right?
Yeah, selling the tunes.
Brother Matt, I think it's time for you to get on your fucking bad little spin cycle ride.
Right on.
From the Arizona heat in a raw side of the street to the smoking on the beers, I've been doing it for years, and I think it's understood. I wouldn't stop it if I could. I can't believe each and every day I hear motherfuckers say, I'm gonna grab a drink and chug a lug, have some sex and think
but the one thing, see where I done wrong. Ain't but the one thing, see where I done wrong. Move my family down on Tombo's farm. Go to work in the morning, don't you stop till 1 o'clock. Go to work in the morning, stop till 1 o'clock. Hold back dinner time with the Tom, you can't hold back, darn. Tom won't tell you without a smile or grin. Tom won't tell you without a smile or grin. Stay away from cemetery, boy, and keep you from the pen. Want some money, boys, made for Christmas Eve. Want some money, made for Christmas Eve. Ask Dick and Harry, Clarence, or Mr. Steve. Soon in the morning, baby, baby, now, so soon. Soon in the morning, baby, now, so soon. Don't come and tell him, Mr. Tom, let someone have my room.
Do that.
Tim with his acoustic guitar kind of got a lot of that theme going there, and also a trip to Fingerprints where I got some super suckers in the used bin.
Whoa.
So, yeah, yeah. So we had some Bob Log, some Scott Beerum, and J.D. Pinkus.
And then, kind of one.
Yeah.
One man band.
Yeah, so thanks.
I don't know if you know about Bob Log. You guys get them.
Oh, yeah, I know Bob. Yeah. Scott as well.
Yeah.
I met Scott in Milwaukee.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I dig him. Scott, I saw Scott and J.D. Pinkus at Sardine. Yeah, same gig.
Yeah, I met J.D. as well on the same gig in Milwaukee. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, they're friends. So
community.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay.
And the Gallows guys and the goddamn Gallows guys.
We're going to be in the second hour, January 23, 2024. This spot, Peter's special guest, Tim Wholehouse, and soon, Gregory.
Yeah.
We'll take hour three. January 23, 2024. It's the third hour. What? Pedro Show.
For the first time in my life.
Yeah, the stars align. I'll take the monkey off my back. I'm pulling forward, pushing back. As Ohio sun. Start to see the light, and it rises, and it rises, and it rises from the earth, and it rises from the earth.
Stars don't move.
But what am I questioning?
An illusion.
The rotation of the earth.
There were no clouds.
Edges of divinity.
An entire mountain range.
Swallowed.
Gazing at the bright planet.
Over. Blindness.
Space obscuring it.
Thank you. Thank you. No.
Haste to return. HLHLDDDLLCDHDEDTFGN.
route shows. There is really no death. And if ever there was, it led forward life. And does not wait at the end to arrest it and seize the moment. Life of you.
These April showers won't last forever, and we can come home and dry off from the rain. So we turn and face the time. Yeah, we turn and face the time. You're being a fool, I heard her say. You're ridiculous in so many ways. But that's why I love you anyway. So we turn and face the time. Yeah, we turn and face the time. Yeah, we turn and face the time.
By the changing of the seasons, by the tides of the sea, ever moving, ever growing, but you're here with me.
We turn and face the time. Yeah, 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 we turn and face the time.
Yeah, cool. Very cool.
Start off the third hour with For All the Crows. Tim Hoaus, live here at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point. Then we had Score for Memories and the Weather about in Montenegro, live at the Eugene Difficult Music Ensemble New Music Fest 2023, Day 3, composed by Michelle St. Michelle, performed by the Eugene Difficult Music Ensemble. Then we had Tim Hoaus again at live at the Love Grotto here with Turn.
It's funny, when we finished...
I learned another word for them in England. Rook.
Rook. Oh, that's a different species, I think. A different type of crow or something.
But it's a
crow. They've got like a longer... But,
like, and there's no feathers right around
there. Yeah. And there's ravens as well.
We got ravens here and crows.
Yeah.
Ravens got bigger beaks and more feather around. They also like to pair up. The crows are more... solitary.
And they have the ravens.
Ravens are in pairs.
And they have the ravens.
They're both pretty smart-ass.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. In fact, they collect shit to show off to each other, right?
Yeah.
They get bored. They gotta always find new shit.
Magpies as well. They steal stuff.
For all the crows. And then that second one?
It was called Turn.
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 T-U-R-N?
Yeah, Turn.
What was that turtle song?
Yeah, very...
Turn. Oh, yeah. From the Bible.
Yeah.
They ended up being a singing team. They're on some T-Rex records.
Oh.
Howard Kamen and Mark Volman. Oh, and Eddie.
Oh, right. Yeah, Frank Zappa.
Yeah. Anyway, you're not traveling alone. You got a buddy with you.
Yes, I mentioned him earlier, Mr. Greg Rikus.
Yes.
Yeah. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, let's get into a little bit curious about your one-man band he's talking about, like himself, except you got your fucking stage
Yeah, yeah. I like to think I'm like a one-person punk show. And
can you bring me... Yeah, but I want to go back. Your earliest musical memory, please.
Buying the first Bon Jovi record at Kmart. And I couldn't even read yet. I just saw the cover, and I knew I wanted to rock.
So
and
that was Slippery When Wet. Your own money?
No, my parents still bought it, but
was
it was the one I picked out.
With your own money?
With my own money. Maybe the Green Day record. I think
what
that
about
the
first gig you saw?
The first gig I saw, I mean, not counting, like, I'm sure I saw some kid band when I was really young, but the first one I remembered was a band called the Bare Naked Ladies in 1992.
Oh, I remember them.
Yeah, it was the Gordon tour. I think the only good record they ever did. Sorry to any Bare Naked Ladies.
They had kind of a funny song, right?
Yeah, yeah, that whole record is just comedy genius, and then they tried to get more serious, I think they kind of lost me.
What was the big song, though?
$1 Million, if I had $1 Million.
That's true. Yeah, well, so it goes. I mean, there's a lot of U.S. stories like that.
Yeah, I have a list, too.
But, and you're from Winnipeg, but that band, guess who, must have had like 20 top 10s.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. We're still apologizing for Burton Cummings. Sorry about that. Yeah. He's Moose Jaw's problem now.
He came back. He was living in SoCal for a long time.
Oh, was he?
He moved back.
Yeah, yeah, the last sighting was in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
Okay, and, oh, that's the next.
Yeah, a couple over, and apparently.
Is it a province or is it a territory?
Saskatchewan is a province.
It is a province, but Northwest is Yukon.
Yukon, way, way up there. Yeah, yeah. There is tons of. You go north of Winnipeg, you can drive for 24 hours. You're still in Manitoba. We're huge.
Yeah, that's your province.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was the first instrument you got on?
So I started on piano as a real young child, but the first one I bought.
Was there school shit? Was there marching band or?
No. Well, sort of. I wanted to play trumpet in the band, yeah. And by the time I signed up, it was either clarinet or flute. Yeah. And I was already the shortest kid in the grade. I didn't also want to be the only dude playing the flute because it was the 90s. And you can get beat up for anything in the 90s. So reluctantly, I picked up the clarinet and only kind of got bullied. And I didn't really like playing it, gave it up. But piano kind of gave me a good sense of music. I don't think I ever really learned how to read music. I just kind of memorized the songs. And then bass guitar was the first instrument I bought with my own money.
Okay, what kind of bass?
It was a Fender clone. I can't remember what it was called, Serie A or something.
And what'd you do? Let's talk about school, like not graduating, but afternoon, school's out, the basement band, the garage band, the bedroom band. Did you get into that shit?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I had a band. It wasn't until high school I was kind of good enough to cobble together a few friends that also kind of sucked at the same level.
Did
Yeah, we 17 was when it really started.
What was your first gig? Can you remember?
Yeah, we played at the High Neighbor Festival in Transcona. And it was one of those, like, you know, free stage, anyone can sign up. Buddy of a buddy gave me a phone number. I don't even think we couldn't hear each other. I don't even know if the vocals were really on. It was one of those, like...
Did you call it a success, though?
Yeah, but it was enough to get excited about another one.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, this thing you're doing now, how did you get into that?
Oh, man, that was
with buddies. You're not with buddies.
Yeah,
you're
yeah. Well, I eventually ended up in a band called Lacking Intelligence. We did some stuff.
Crazy.
Never got out of Winnipeg. And then I played another band called High Five Drive. We were like a skate punk band in the early 2000s, kind of like all our friends were doing. And we actually got to go to Europe a few times. We really gave it a shot. We mowed the lawn across Canada back and forth, relentless. We even snuck into
401.
The four.
His little crown on it.
Yeah.
That's a long ass road.
Yeah.
especially, I never even done Maritime. Did you end up doing Maritime?
Oh, we did. You name it in Canada.
That's fucking awful.
Yeah, the highway, the Trans-Canada highway
is
was.
Only Rush is bigger.
Exactly. We even stuck into the States once, but as that band came to a close, I really wanted to do something on my own.
Yeah.
And so many people were doing, you know, friends that were in punk bands that transitioned to the singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
And like, I love it, but it's just not me. Like, no matter how good I do it, it'll never be as good as
Kevin
Sayers
is doing that.
Yeah, you know, people are struggling doing that. I wanted to do something loud, something where I finish sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when I saw a band do something similar to the stompy thing. The guys in the band had little platforms they were giving. Saw it, I thought, you know what? I just need that, but bigger. I need to make it as loud as it can possibly be.
We're talking about the Box of Blues guys used. Make it a whole stage.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And I've been booked before where, you know, they hear I'm acoustic.
You show up and there's tea lights on the table. You're kind of a little bit worried. I start doing my thing. The manager's running from the back, waving his arms. No, no, stop, stop. We thought you were acoustic. I am. Like, no, no, no. Yeah. Yeah, you take it as it comes.
Yeah. Greg's idea of a slow, quiet one is not a slow, quiet one to most people.
How many records you got?
I just finished my fifth. It's called Sinners Go to Church,
okay,
Saints Go to Jail.
I'm interested in the process. First, you do the drums. So, or do you do it like a gig?
More like a gig. We do overdub the vocals. I'm going to confess on here. I'm not the greatest singer. And to get something I want to release, it's usually a couple takes. Sometimes we're cutting stuff together. Okay. But for me, it's really important. The drums, bass, guitar, the stomp, we all do it live off the floor.
Yeah.
And we have that energy. It's got to be fun. It's got to be a take where we want to high five after. Mm. And nothing wrong, too, with doing it part by part. But for what we're going for, it doesn't have to be the tightest.
Sure, sure.
If it's push and pull in parts, then that's what it is.
If people want to find you on the internet, where would they go?
You Google Greg Rikus, the album.
You use a search engine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that usually gets you.
Yeah, Dougie McKay taught me that. I'll tell you, but here's the best example. If you want to find somebody who's been on the Watt from Pedro show, if you use that search engine you mentioned, you won't find it. But if you use the Microsite thing, I think
it's
called,
I've heard that.
You can find it.
Mm.
Not trying to push that company either, but it just shows the go you.
Yeah.
Right? There's a thing called a tissue. It ain't a Kleenex. Kleenex
yeah.
is brand
yeah. yeah.
new. Don't give these people power. That's what Ian McKay taught.
Right.
It's not a Panoy system, it's a PA system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He invented, he kind of fucking invented the word hardcore. And I think it was because, you know, only bands on Discord, maybe one or two ain't DC, but D in C is in hardcore.
Ah,
so the name came from. Thank you. So we ended up making a brand new term without being against or with being against. So you're out doing a new album along with Tim.
Yeah. We both kind of released something at about the same time. Mine officially comes out February 10th. This is more of a test the water tour. We have a couple singles up, and
so
I got the CD.
If you go to a search engine, and if you put in Greg Rikus?
Yeah, R-E-K-U-S, Rikus, like I stink.
R-E-K-U-S. People, you'll find parts of his creativity, and you can check it out.
Yeah.
Same with Tim Hohaus. Tim Hohaus has a website.
Yep, we've got a website.
Yeah, which I thought everybody would have a website because it's like having your own fanzine.
Mm.
Nobody told, but everybody would flock to the corporate ones, of course, humans. I want to hear another song.
Sure.
Thank you so much for driving him around.
Yeah.
I got to get some music from you so I can play it.
Yeah,
I wish I would have had it ahead of time, but
yeah.
People. Next show, you're going to hear some fucking Greg Rikus.
Yeah.
You're going to have stuff at Sardine tonight for sale?
Yeah, of course.
Cool.
Yeah, at the show, you can get the new CD.
And thanks for coming. You know, people, he was in the boat in his van out front here, and that was just jive. He had to come up.
Yeah,
come and hang out.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Okay, bring us a song, Tim.
Okay. I'll do this one. This one's called Conclusion. This is the last song on the album.
I hate your last song.
Oh, was it not my last song?
Maybe no, we're going to have two more.
Okay, let's do this one.
Play a big fucking tune, and then we'll play your last
song. Okay, let's do this one, then. Let's do this one, Rebirth. This one, yeah, this one's called Rebirth. It goes like this.
Like a new horizon, like a second skin. Hey, rebirth is coming, and the state I'm in. Sitting in my lonely hotel room, and a miles from you. Yeah, I reach out for something,
something real to hold on to. Like flowers in the springtime, like the changing of things, something's growing within me. Yeah, I feel the rebirth. Yeah, I feel the rebirth. Yeah, I feel the rebirth. Yeah, I feel the rebirth.
this my last song?
Okay, this is my last song. Thank you so much for having me. This song's called Conclusion. This is the last song on the album. This is a nice one to finish off on.
Chunky Music with Tim Holhouse live at the Love Grotto doing Rebirth. Then we had We Become the Monsters We Fear the Most. That's the third movement. Einwald's Tear-Strewn Ordeal-Kestra. Ordeal-Kestra. Make it up word. I love it. And then finally, Conclusion. Yes. Now, great. What's your next plan?
So after this tour, we got a couple days left. I'm heading home. When I'm not doing this, I work as an audio technician.
Yeah.
So I'm working a festival called the Festival du Voyageur. It's a French cultural festival.
Yeah.
March, I'll be in the Midwest doing dates kind of all the way from Winnipeg, south, east, and then up through Quebec. I'll fly to Europe, and I'm in Europe for 2 months. I'm kind of going all over the place there. So I'm really excited.
The album that comes out next month.
Yeah. That's February 10th is the day it drops.
Right. Mm. Okay. And Tim, you're playing?
So I
know you're going to go to.
So I fly back.
Fort Collins, right?
So Greg leaves me in Salt Lake, and I go to Fort Collins to do a.
For $12, right?
Yeah, $12 on Frontier. Thank you, Frontier.
Nice.
So I bought the guitar a seat as well for $12, you know, that price. Yeah. Might as well give it its own
good
seat.
Big.
I go to Fort Collins, do Surfside 7 there, and then I fly home. I've got a couple of days to get over jet lag, and then I've got my friend's beer shop called Water Into Beer. In London. Yeah, I guess kind of more like Dave Yow.
Like you jump out of the crowd.
Yeah, like we're less nudity than Dave, but yeah. I'm kind of like jumping up. I've jumped off the drum kit a couple of times and I was always in my head when I'm kind of like that. I always like in my head I'm still like 27 years old, and then like a few hours later suddenly realize that I'm 47 and my knees hurt and my back hurt. But yeah, it's kind of
you
so we
pay for it, right?
So we're doing that, and then I'm out to.
Now, I remember I played. Somebody gave me a song. I can't remember the band, but the title I'll never forget of this tune. It was called "The Unpaid Piper." So I don't think that fucking cat exists. I think he's always getting bugged.
Hey, yeah, after that, I go to Europe solo, and I'm around the same time as Greg. I don't know if we're going to cross paths, but I'm out in Europe for around the same time, around April. And then May, I'm out back to Canada to do a Pooza festival, and then going to hit the east side of Canada. So, yeah, it's all sort of go again.
Yeah, very cool schedule.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, the best luck. Keep the keel in the water.
Yeah.
Safe seas.
And I've got
great
to...
Great to have you both on. What's that?
I've got to say some hellos as well, just to your good self from some mutual friends. Ian Pierce says hello.
Of course.
Leeville, of course.
Of course.
And Stu Frazzle also says, say hello
absolute,
to you.
Absolutely, right back to all three of them.
Yeah.
And next time you're out, come back on.
Oh, definitely, man.
Play the Love Grotto of Vision. Sing some
songs. There's thanks another
so
album.
Much
in...
for Greg for getting him safe.
Yeah, thanks for having me too.
Well, yeah, thanks for coming down.
Yeah. Got another record dropping in June. I'll drop you that one. That's that's another interesting one. So throw that
people, it's January 23, 2024. Dish you off for Pedro. Show keep your powder dry.
Yep.